Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU baseball team, Ryan Sander. The Beavers went 3-1 at Upper Iowa earlier this week. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You went 7 innings, 6 hits, no runs, 7 strikeouts. It's not a bad way to start the season, is it?
No, not at all, actually. I'll take it. Every time, I'll take it.
What was working for you?
Mixing speeds up. I'd say my curveball was working really well, and getting ahead in the count, obviously, it's a big key right there. But keeping hitters off balance, I think that really has always worked for me, and that was really effective on Sunday, I guess.
Last year, you guys, as a team, I think, gave up 50 home runs at home. At home, yeah. Said that right. With the new bat rules, as a pitcher, how much more confidence do you have just throwing a pitch and not worrying about how hard it's going to get hit?
Yeah, I love it. It's just, there have been balls like what I've been pitching where they've been hit hard, where usually they'd probably be in the gaps or over the fence, and now it's like they're hanging up and all fielders just can get to them. So, you have a free range to throw kind of what you want, where you want it. I mean, you still got to make your pitches because these hitters can hit it, but it's really nice, actually. These bats really stop hitting home runs and stuff, so I like it.
How important from a team standpoint was getting 3 wins to start?
It was huge. I mean, we got a lot of confidence builder, and we could have had that 4th game, but we kind of just had a letdown defensively. So I think that overall, if we keep doing what we've been doing, just making our pitches and playing solid defense, our offense will come around, and I think we actually have a pretty successful season.
I don't mean this in a bad way against Upper Iowa, but they're not the top of the conference. You guys have played the top of the conference in non-conference games already. After seeing what Mankato has done, after seeing what you guys were able to do last weekend, where do you see yourselves finishing?
It's hard to say right now because there's a lot of season left, but I mean, when we play the top of the conference, you pretty much have to play flawlessly because they're pitching, they're throwing upper 80s, low 90s, and we got to, you got to make your pitches and you got to hit the ball. And you get runners on, you got to move them over, get them in, and then you got to play solid defensively. So it's kind of hard to say now, but we could play with them. It's just things at the start of the season, we kind of just, not everything's clicking yet. So I think that if we keep improving by the end of the year, who knows where we could be. I don't ever know.
Early in the season, coaches usually don't want to have guys throwing a whole ton of innings. I don't know how many pitches you threw in 7 innings, but for this early in the year, that seems like a lot of innings anyway. Did you have to beg and plead to stay out there, or did you keep your pitch count down?
I think I threw about 105 pitches, actually. And at the end, he came out there, and I was like, there's no way you're taking me out of this game. It's my game to lose. If I'm going to lose it, it's my game to lose. So at that point, when you're out there, adrenaline's going, you don't really think about, what the consequences of throwing that many pitches. And I think Phil, the pitcher who pitched the next game, he threw like 120. So it's, when you're out there, you want to win. So it's that competitive nature inside of you that just says, I'm doing it no matter what. So
you guys are a little bit behind the eight ball as pitchers, where you've been inside for months, thrown off of artificial mounds. Then you go south and you have real mounds, and now you come back and you practice, and any side throwing that you're doing is on a fake mound again. How much difference is there?
I don't think there's that much difference. I mean, the fake mound to the real mound, obviously, there's a little getting used to it, but if inside you're working on just driving the ball towards home, and it's kind of all the same things. It's just once you get outside, you've done it all your life, or most of us have done it all our life, so it's kind of, it takes over, and it should be second nature almost at this point.
Augustana this weekend, what do you know about them?
I know they put up 27 runs against Crookston in like 3 innings, so pretty much they're going to be on a hot streak, and we're going to have to come in and damage control, hopefully. And hopefully I get to start one of the games, and we'll see what happens, see how it goes.
Again, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.